Describe a historical period you would like to know more. Should everyone know history? I personally believe that everyone should learn history as a subject. Some people don't understand why it is necessary, because it's all in the past. However, I think that history helps us to understand why we live the way we live now. It can also help us make better decisions about the future, because we can learn from people's mistakes in the past. In what ways can children learn history? In order to stay interested in learning about history, children's classes should be interactive and fun. This means they should use song, dance, and storytelling to learn, not just textbooks. Besides, it's important for children to visit museums so they can see historical objects in real life. Teachers can also bring objects for them to look at in class, which brings the subject to life. What are the differences between learning history from books and from videos? Well, learning history from books can be difficult because textbooks can have terms that are hard to understand. But the benefit is that there's usually more detail and accuracy. As for videos about history, I think they can teach people in a more accessible way. But some videos are dramatizations, so they aren't literally what happened. Instead, it's the writer's imagination. Is it difficult to protect and preserve historic buildings? It is definitely difficult to preserve historical buildings in this modern world. Lots of cities are destroying old buildings to make space for more modern and fashionable buildings. So it can be hard to protect some of them. Another reason why it's hard to protect these buildings is that they're often ruined by graffiti, and sometimes the materials lose their quality over time. Who should be responsible for protecting historic buildings? Although the obvious answer to this question would be the government, I also think we, as the general public, have a duty to protect our history and culture. Yes, it is true that the government are the only people that can protect them using the law. But we also need to make sure that we share our opinion about their importance. Who should pay for the preservation of historic buildings? I think that because there has been an increase in the cost of living, the government should pay for the preservation. Sadly, I don't think most people in our society can afford to share their money for these situations, because they already find it difficult to support themselves. Perhaps very rich people can pay tax, which can go towards this protection. 雅思过过过，淘宝店铺原创。